Welcome to the In The Box podcast for December 2021, where we're getting towards the end of the year now, and your wines should have arrived just before New Year's, just in time to help you celebrate what hopefully is a bit better of a year for everyone in 2022. And we see the back end of coronavirus, hopefully, although we'll see how that pans out. Really exciting wines that we've selected this month, some real treats in there, and I hope everyone enjoys them. For those that are new to the podcast, in December every year we get an influx of new subscribers that have often been gifted to them, or they're the recipients of a gift subscription over the Christmas period from one of their family, friends, or work colleagues, which always goes down a treat, and we get to send them wine for a few months into the new year, which is the gift that keeps on giving. So if you know a wine lover out there who is, you know, always drinking the same thing, and you think that they could benefit from a bit of a gift subscription where we can introduce them to some new wines from the small family producers that Savage Vines imports from directly, then have a think. Always happy to help out there. So how this works is that we're going to talk through the 12 red wines that we've selected this month. First of all, we'll start off with the red wines, and then we'll go through the white wines. Obviously, depending on how many wines you've got each month, you wouldn't have received all the wines. However, the wines that you did receive would be covered in the sheet. Excitingly enough for us is that from January, we will be introducing a magazine. So not only will you be getting the tasting notes from the wines, there'll be also recipes, bits on the producers, more information about what's going on, events, offers, things like that. So we're growing, and it's an exciting time for us. So I'm really excited to continue the Savage Vines journey and welcome you to part of our wine club and subscription service. So on that note, let's start going through the red wines for the month. First one is from Pla de More, which is a small producer in Catalonia in Spain. This is a blend of predominantly Merlot and a little bit of Tempranillo to give it a bit more body or tertiary aromas, 100% organic, 13% alcohol, and we're going to pair this off with a Sunday roast. In terms of taste-wise for the Merlot, you're going to get lots of plum, blackberry, black cherry, whilst the Tempranillo adds a bit of tobacco and leather. It is an excellent value wine, and one that's made in very small quantities. I think from memory, there is around about 10,000 bottles made a year, which is nothing in the grand scheme of things. They're a tiny producer. So excellent to be, or proud to be, supporting Pla de More, and this is a really, really nice red wine, and I'm sure lots of you will enjoy that with a Sunday roast. Right, moving on to the second red wine from the month. We're now moving to Abruzzo in Italy. You can see there on the map that Abruzzo is down in the more, not all the way down bottom of the boot of Italy, but just up on the back of the calf, let's say, on the coast there, a region that produces both red and white wines. Montepulciano is one of the red grape varieties, which this is, and then also Trebbiano or Passerina, but we'll go through that in a bit more detail. It's a white grape variety down there. We've selected one from that region as well. So this is from a producer called Tenuta Arabona, again, certified organic producer, so they don't use any artificial herbs, herbicides and pesticides to control pests and weeds. It's all done naturally. It's a very, very clean wine, and this is an unfiltered red wine. So please do decant it, so pour it into a glass vessel outside of the bottle before you drink it. Let it open up a bit. You might find a few bits from the skin or bits of seed or stem that's actually made it into the tank or barrels at some point that hasn't managed to be filtered out. Don't worry about that. It's not harmful to you, but if you do decant it, it gives you a good way to remove those before it ends up in your glass, especially towards the end of the bottle as they sit at the bottom of the bottle. And as you sort of finish off the last wine in there, they may end up in your glass beer. So don't be alarmed. It's unfiltered. But it's very much a natural wine, hence Mia Natural. In terms of Montepulciano, it's a red wine or red grape that's full of blackberries along with a nice bit of black pepper and tannin to it. So Montepulciano is a little bit tannic, which gives it a bit of body, but it will also then pair really well with foods. And we're going to pair this off with a roast lamb shoulder. It's a 2016 vintage, so it's had a bit of age to it, so expect it to have some good body to there, and it'll linger on in the mouth as well. So really nice wine there from Tenuta Arabona, the Mia Natural Montepulciano. Moving on now to the third red wine. This is from one of our favourite producers in a small producer just outside of sort of Catalonia, in a region called, or it's actually in Catalonia, but it's a small denomination of origin called Aragon, in between sort of Barcelona and as you would go into the north to Rioja. It's 100% Grenache. It's a certified organic and vegan friendly wine. It's a 2020 vintage, so a lot younger than the Montepulciano, which has sort of had a few years in oak and then also some time aging in the bottle. And again, we're going to pair this off with some lamb, but this time we're going to pair this off with some slow cooked lamb shanks. It'll work really, 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 really well with the Grenache. You're going to expect more flavors, sort of more red fruit here than what the Montepulciano is, a bit more black fruit. So you've got strawberries, plums, a little bit of blackberry and some sweeter spice there, and a little bit of a peppery undertone, which you will often find with the Grenache grape. If you're looking for wines with low acidity, if you get a little bit of acid reflux, I know that people tend to get a bit of that over the Christmas period just due to the heavy food and probably the larger consumption than usual of wine. Grenache is a good option for red wine because it's low in acidity, which might be a bit more friendly on your stomach over that period. So keep that in mind as well. A little bit of a tip there for you. So yeah, Bodegas Tempor Grenache, 13.5%. Nice wine. Moving on now to the fourth red wine. So this is from Ojo de Agua from the Uco Valley in Argentina. It's 100% Cabernet Sauvignon, not certified organic. Most of the wines that we look for are certified organic because we believe that they're better for the environment and for us as consumers or wine drinkers. But from the time to time, we still have wines that are conventional, meaning that they still use sprays, herbicides, pesticides in the vineyards, control the pests and weeds. Not to say that they're bad wines. They're still really good wines. That they're just not as eco-friendly. But we can't be perfect. So Cabernet Sauvignon, a real nice Christmas treat here for those who have got 6 red wines or 12 wines, 6 red, 3 white. Sorry, 6 red, 6 white. Cabernet Sauvignon, again, more black fruit than red fruit. It'll have a bit more body, expecting some blackberries, raspberries, some refined tannins, which work well with the wine, which is a 2018 vintage. In terms of recipe, we've actually put a link there to a recipe which we think will work well. We're a big fan of the Hairy Bikers. If you haven't heard of them before, look them up online. They've got some really easy-to-make recipes, good, wholesome home-cooked meals there that they push out, and they've got a smoky mac and cheese recipe in there, which I love, and it works really, really well with this Cabernet Sauvignon from Ojo de Agua. And I think it's going to be really, really nice and you're going to enjoy it. So on that note, we'll move on to the fifth red wine, which is a Sangiovese from Perlage. So that's the Borgo Favori. These guys are organic and vegan as well. 2019 vintage, and this is the perfect midweek wine. If you've got your own lasagna recipe or you've got a ready-made meal lasagna, get it happening and open the Borgo Favori Perlage Rosso. It's a blend of Sangiovese and Montepulciano, actually. So we had 100% Montepulciano from Tenuta Arabona. This has got a little bit of Sangiovese and a little bit of Montepulciano. Sangiovese is a grape. It's quite a bit of a savory sort of element to it. So you're going to get a lot of red fruits and spice. And it's not to anyone's, and they can be slightly tannic as well. But it means then that you're going to be searching for a bit of a dish or a meal that works well with that. And we're going to recommend either lasagna, or if you're not feeling the lasagna, another good option would be the moussaka. Hearty meals at this time of year when it's quite cold. Well, actually, it hasn't been that cold at all lately, but I'm sure it will be soon. And if you've got a bottle of the Perlage Rosso still around at that time, then either the moussaka or the lasagna will work really, really well with this. The region that they're from is Veneto, so northeast Italy, as opposed to Abruzzo, which is sort of down in the south, just above, well, not just above, but just on the bottom of the calf there of the hoof. Moving on now to the sixth red wine, which is a Portuguese blend from one of our favourite Portuguese producers, Dorina Lindman. She's of German heritage, but has been working in Portugal for a long time, running a vineyard there with her three daughters, all of whom are very active on the day-to-day operations and making sure that the vines are growing healthily, that the wine, the production of the wine is going well, and the taste profile is up to their high-quality standards. So the region here is Alentejo, which is just, I suppose, east of Lisbon in the south of Portugal. So it's quite warm there. And what you find is with rising temperatures and warmer climates, you tend to get higher alcohol wine. So this is 14.5%, which is due to the residual sugar or the ripeness of the grape at the point that it's picked, and that ends up turning into alcohol. So 14.5%. So it is a big, a heavy wine, as you might regard it as, but it is a nice wine that's full-bodied and will work really, really well at this time of year. We're going to pair it off with the lamb casserole. I think it'll work well with the lamb and also the root vegetables as well in terms of the flavours and aromas there. You're going to get a lot of concentrated wild fruit, and then there's also the sort of like the secondary aromas as well. So like there's a bit of chocolate scents, vanilla and marzipan that come through with this Portuguese blend, which is made from three predominant grapes, which is Tinta Barroca, Tarriga Nacional and Tarriga Franca. All good stuff there from Portugal, and Dorina Lindman is one winemaker that I definitely highly recommend from the wines that we have on their site. Well, I highly recommend them all, but in regards to Portuguese wine, I think it's very good value for money, and should be something that you should look out for and sort of get to understand the different grape varieties as they are, as you can tell, a little bit different to what we're familiar with. Right, that's the red wine. So now we're going to move on to the white wines for the month, starting off with the Diabuldo Passerina. So Passerina is also known as Trebbiano. So if you see Passerina, it is Trebbiano, or also goes by the name of Trebbiano in Italy. And it's a very fruity wine with lots of fresh apple, citrus, floral notes of jasmine there. And nice acidity and with a little bit of a nutty flavour to it. Perfect with seafood. So if you're looking for a bit of a break from the heavy, hearty meals and you're in for a bit of a light dish, or you're looking for some seafood, potentially some fresh oysters and lemon juice with this would be a nice start. If you've got some friends around over the festive period, and you feel like having a drink, then yeah, chill down the bottle of Passerina here from Diabuldo, who are also certified organic. Light in alcohol as well at 12.5%, or lighter in alcohol than 12.5%, so it's a good opportunity there to give your body a break. Yeah, maybe some fresh oysters from your local fishmonger will work well here. So enjoy that. Moving on now to the second white wine, one of our long-standing producers from the Alsace, Domaine Haggy. It's their Riesling, Cuvée Aline, I think it is, which is in reference to his daughter. Riesling is really good in terms of a wine that pairs well with food because it has great structural acidity and nice fresh citrus fruits as well, which sort of cut through any sort of heavy food that you have on the table. It's going to work well with lots of Christmas dishes. So you've got your turkeys there, any leftover ham, it'll work well with that, with salads. Yeah, Riesling is a really good wine. It's a food-friendly wine just because of the acidity there offsets any sort of the fattiness in food, any heaviness in the food. It will be your friend. So 13% certified organic again, and if you've got any leftover Christmas turkey, maybe even toast it up with a bit of toasted turkey and cheese, or toasted turkey with cranberry sauce, and a glass of the Riesling will work really, really well, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy that. Moving on now to the third white wine for the month, which is from Cantine Horus, which is in the south of, or the most southern wine region of Italy, Sicily. This is a blend of Grillo and Insolia, both indigenous grapes to Sicily. It's full of minerality and it'll have a nice lively combination of floral aromas and tropical fruit. It'll be a lingering finish in the mouth, so it'll carry on. Again, certified organic, 13%, and it's going to work really, really well with pan fried or grilled fish. So again, if you're looking for a bit of a break of the heavy foods that might have been consumed over the Christmas period, then the bit of fresh fish here would go really, really well with the Grillo and Insolia blend from Canteen Horus. Moving on now to the fourth white wine for the month, which is Sauvignon Blanc blend from the top female winemaker in Argentina, Susana Balbo. We've got some good articles on the website if you're interested in reading up about her. She's won endless awards both in Argentina and around the world. Very, very, very respected, very highly respected winemaker. And that comes across in the quality of the wines that you're going to drink, or even this wine that you're going to drink. So it's a blend of Sauvignon Blanc, Torontes and Semillon. It's 2015, so it's quite aged for a white wine. So I expect it to have a bit more body than what you would expect normally from a fresh and young white. And we're going to pair this off with some grilled chicken sardine and a garden salad. In terms of aromas, it's going to have a good combination of citrus and tropical aromas. Expect white peach and lemon from the Torontes and Semillon. So, yeah, a nice white wine, which I'm assuming a lot of people are going to enjoy this month. Moving on to the fifth white wine, again from Darina Lindman under their Quinta de Plancel range, 100% Verdejo, pairing this one off with some prawn cocktails here, given that it's the festive time of year and they tend to make an appearance at, you know, family gatherings or just with your own family at home, or even out and about with some friends. It's a good opportunity to, if you're looking to make something, then have a look at a prawn cocktail recipe. It's fairly easy to make, and it will work really, really well with the bottle of Quinta de Plancel Verdello that you're going to bring along, that you've got with your Savage Vine subscription. So in terms of what you can expect, it's a white wine from southern Portugal. Alentejo is a region just east of Lisbon. Expect lots of apricots and peach on the nose, and some yellow peach flesh and nectarine and citrus fruits in the mouth. Very, very nice white wine, and probably one of my favorite white wines that we discovered in 2021. Price-wise, I think as a subscriber, don't forget that you get 25% off individual wines and 15% off mixed cases while you have an active subscription. So do take advantage of that. I think your price as a subscriber is under £10 a bottle, which is a bargain. So snap that up. There won't be much left, I don't think, after the Christmas period. We might have like 5 or 6 cases of it left, I think. Moving on now to the final wine for the month, which is a Prosecco from Piera. Prosecco is made from a grape called Glera, or predominantly made from a grape called Glera. There's rules around what you can call Prosecco based on where it's made, and the grape varietal predominantly needs to be Glera. Veneto is the most northeastern wine region in Italy, and everyone knows Prosecco in the UK. It's everywhere. This is a certified organic producer that makes really, really nice wines. We also sell their Cabernet Sauvignon and Pinot Grigio, which I also recommend. But yeah, expect it to do everything you expect from a Prosecco. Floral aromas, fresh citrus fruits, and a nice balanced acidity. And over the festive period, everyone likes a bit of fizz, and no perfect match there than the Piera Prosecco DOC. Cheese-wise, you want to match it off with some food. Look for some pecorino cheese, which is sheep's cheese, and maybe a bit of charcuterie there, so some cured meats, and you're going to be in for a good time. It'll be smiles all round. So on that note, we've gone through the 12 wines, 6 reds, 6 whites, really good combination of wines that we've selected for you this month, and we hope you enjoy them. So don't forget, follow us on social at Savage Vines UK across all the main platforms, and yeah, next month we look forward to bringing you a full magazine with detailed recipes, playlists, producer backgrounds, region overviews, and we're going to be focusing on vegan wines as well. So on that note, wishing you all a happy, healthy, and successful 2022. And if you ever need anything, please reach out. Hello at savagevines.co.uk. We're here to help. All right. Bye.